This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, KJRadio.com. Hey, do me a favor. If you listen to this show, I don't know how you listen to it, live, whatever, occasionally, go to KJRadio.com, take one of the segments that you like, and promote it. Send it out to your list. And we need the help. I think you like the show. You know, that's why you listen. Send it out. Let other people hear it. Get them to come over. Tell them where to come hear the show. Help us promote it. Look, we suck at promotion. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't spend my days going, you know, how do we get more out of it? I mean, you would think that we would. We're too doggone busy. I got a skeleton staff. I get people that want to help me from time to time. And to be honest with you, they come on, they last two or three days. I'm lucky to get 2 weeks out of them, and then we're back on our own. And it's almost worse than if you hadn't bothered us at all, because we depend on you. We go, boy, this is a person that's gung-ho. I feel differently about this. I don't know how many times we've had that conversation. And look, I get it. You want to help. We love you for that. But ultimately, if you want to help, we want the help. But if you can't sustain it, don't do it. But what we can ask you to do, it's periodically. Go to KJRadio.com, grab a clip, and promote it. Put it on your Facebook page. Put it on your Twitter feed. Let people know. We break it into 12 different segments plus the entire show. So if you go, no, nobody's going to listen to the whole show. I don't know why, because it's amazing. But if they only want to listen to a clip, it's 8 minutes, something like that. Tell them, you got to hear this. Kevin was talking about blankety blank. It was so funny. And just jot the day down and go find that segment. It's all easy to find, too. It's all labeled. And I mean, it's all there. So go to KJRadio.com. Do me that favor. Okay. By the way, we added two new markets. Okay. One of them is, I'm going from memory here. One of them is in New Mexico. And the other one is in, it's not Colorado. I know New Mexico. And no, the other one's in Texas somewhere. We added two new markets last Friday. I got a call from my radio person saying, hey, great, congratulations. We've added two more folks. So, again, you know, doing well. I'm glad we're doing this. And we got a lot of other things going on. I'm going to be hosting Fox News Radio again shortly. I've been all over the media. Holy cow, it's just been crazy because of this stupid St. Louis thing. And now they're going to march in St. Louis every day until they stop marching. And you think anything's going to change? Maybe this is the hour we cover Floyd Mayweather, because he was talking about, you know, the lady who was talking to him was on Celebrity Apprentice. She's a very pretty lady, got jacked up feet, but she's a pretty lady. She said she had jacked up feet, and then they showed him, and she wasn't kidding. But anyway, she's pretty, got a beautiful face. And she was trying to say why she didn't like Trump as a candidate. And Floyd Mayweather, he just dismissed her. And you got to hear, the conversation is deep. We have to bleep the crap out of it, because I can't imagine, it was a radio show. I can't imagine how they did that show, because when you bleep somebody out, it's a 7-second delay. So they bleep it, they cut that out, and then what happens is the show readjusts. And when I was, you know, doing a show, one time they told me, Kevin, we can do it twice in an hour or something like that. After that, this guy was just like, MF this and F that and S this and blah, blah, blah. And it was in context. I mean, it wasn't like he was trying to do stand-up and he was trying to be funny with it. So, but we have to bleep it out. But it is a really good commentary on a guy who I believe you got to get to know people like Floyd Mayweather. I'm not talking about personally, but you got to get into their mindset. A Tiger Woods mindset, a Kevin Jackson mindset, and I didn't get it until a friend of mine helped me develop it. So when I say a Tiger Woods mindset, when Tiger Woods was crushing it in golf, Tiger Woods had the mindset of, I don't care what the other people are doing in this sport, I'm going to do my best and I'm going to make it to where people will remember my name forever. I mean, this guy won 20, at one point it won 25% of the tournaments he's in. That's one out of four. Byron Nelson didn't win that many tournaments. And Byron was prolific. He retired early and, I mean, went on to live an amazing life. Jack Nicklaus would love to have Tiger Woods' record. And he didn't have a fraction of the competition that Tiger Woods has. So, you know, I was having this discussion with somebody. Kevin, Jack Nicklaus is the best golfer ever because he won more Masters. Or won more majors. I said, that's just a lie. Tiger Woods is the best golfer ever. Even in a time when Tiger would fall off and then Vijay Singh or Mickelson or somebody else would become number one, they couldn't sustain it. Even to this day. I don't care who the number one is. Dustin Johnson, whatever. Whoever it is, he will be lucky to stay number one the entire year. And that's it. Tiger Woods was number one for years. Well, I mean, he could be counted on to win one out of four tournaments, and he didn't play that many. He was selective. If the guy wanted to golf every week and go out to some of these tournaments where people are just like, ooh, he probably could have been one out of three, which is bigger than one out of four. I say that because there are a lot of leftists that audit the show and they don't know, they can't do math. They're kind of, you know, anyway, look, what I'm saying is the reason why you want to know people like Floyd Mayweather is that mindset of singular focus. If the conservative movement could use something, it's singular focus. And our singular focus must be promote our message. See, the left's singular focus is to defeat us. They don't have a message. Our singular focus must be the marketing of conservatism. The messaging that drives the marketing. The actions that back up the messaging that drives the marketing. That's how we do it. That's what the TeaPartyCommunity.com is all about. Taking the message, marketing it into something that has tangible, measurable results. If black people think the Tea Party stinks, we must change that mindset. Not by talking about Democrats, by our actions making lies of the Democrats and making lies of the perceptions of blacks. There's no better way to win somebody over than to let them change their mind about you. Not beat them up about it. We're not racist! I swear, man, why are you giving us a bad... You just go, let me just do what I do. And you be the judge. You guys up for that? Then join me at TeaPartyCommunity.com. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. A student was killed on campus. We got to talk. I want to talk about that. Did you guys see this thing where a black speaker, pro-Trump speaker, kicked BLM off the stage? We got a little clip of that, too. Keep it here, folks. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to contact us on the show. So Hurricane Maria is forming, and, you know, who knows? We're in hurricane season. We know this. But the hurricane that's forming right before our eyes, it happens every single day, is a hurricane I want to talk about. And it creates a storm within us, within the movement, conservative movement, a movement that revitalized itself back in February of 2009 when Santelli did his rant on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, I don't know which one, and essentially said, when did we lose this nation? So fast forward, 2016, November the 9th, and we had confirmed that Donald Trump was our president. And go back sooner than that and remember what he campaigned on, the promises that he made. Outside of not locking up Hillary Clinton, name one issue where Trump hasn't worked in our favor. Name me one. Has he brought money, talked about bringing money back offshore? Yes. Has he brought jobs back? Yes. Does he have corporations talking about bringing more jobs? Jobs that Barack Obama said were gone, bringing those jobs back. The answer is yes. Did he talk about immigration and building a wall? Yes. Have we already started revitalizing part of the wall? Yes. Is he bringing back up that we are going to build this wall, and now he's looking at the idea of how do we fund it? Yes. Now you say, well, he's talking about it in the context of DACA, Kevin, the Dream Act. He may, you know, make citizens of 800,000 illegals, illegal children, kids, whatever ages they are. And I say, no, I've talked about it. I'm not going to go into it other than to tell you, Donald Trump said, and I remember him saying this, we have to make special, we have to look at immigration in the form of these kids that don't know they were not citizens. And we have to look at them in a case-by-case basis and understand how that happened. But it doesn't mean they're here, you know, they can be here illegally. He's been consistent on immigration. And for the record, nothing's going to change his mind. Because he knows what's best for the country. Forget that we as conservatives say, well, it's a conservative issue. No, it isn't. It's an American issue. We know this. The left doesn't. They've politicized it. They want to make it a humanitarian issue. Trump's going, oh, it's not about humanitarian. To get here is a dream. But we have too many people not living the American dream now. I'm going to talk about this more when I get into this Floyd Mayweather piece, because he's a Trump supporter. One of the greatest boxers in the world has no bones about saying that. And he did an interview that was pretty telling. But I want to go back and ask you, what is it that Trump hasn't done? He's talking tax reform right now. They finally passed his travel ban that won't allow immigrants to, or illegals in the way of refugees to get into this country without proper vetting. What did he promise you that he hasn't delivered on or tried to deliver on? And where has he equivocated in such a way that you would say, oh, I'm gone now? Because if you're doing that, you were either not on the Trump train ever, or you were a never-Trumper, or you're a leftist. There's no way to evaluate this guy except to give him an A. Worst case, an A-. I want to give him an A-plus eventually, and I think he'll learn it. Don't dare compare Trump, a man who is determined to keep his promises, to any of the predecessors that we've had, because I dare you to do it. And I dare you to compare Donald Trump's staff to anybody else's in modern history. You know what you'll have when you look at other people's staff? You'll have a lot of politicos. A lot of people that pretend to be brilliant because they've got Ivy League degrees, and they're not that smart. Donald Trump, folks, is a pragmatist. He's always been one, and that's been the way he's run a successful business, and he's brought that style to the presidency. And I hand it to him. Because if I met with Pelosi and Schumer, I'd order the Secret Service to kick the crap out of both of them. But that's just me. I just tell them, don't leave bruises. You know, hit them with oranges in the stomach in a sack. It won't bruise. But President Trump wants the Democrats to feel like they have a seat at the table. See, that's more than Obama did for the Republicans. But make no mistake about this, people. The Democrats are only going to get a fraction of what they want. You heard me talk about this the other day. Conservatives will eat heartily at the meat at the table. We will have steak, and they will dine on crumbs. So why would we not trust Trump? It's not like we have some great track record of trust with former Republicans. Trump has earned our trust in a short amount of time. And I find it incredible that so-called conservatives so quickly believe the fake news media who want us to believe that Trump has forsaken us. It's abject nonsense. And it's time the conservatives learn the lesson, the one lesson that the left not only teaches but practices. And that is support the people who carry your message. Their message sucked. They supported Obama. He gave them exactly what they wanted. They lost 1,030 seats plus, but they still supported him because they sent him with a message. And the message got him crushed. There's no explaining why they still want him. That's not for us to decide. What I'm telling you is they did not abandon him. Now, imagine life under Hillary Clinton. Well, you can stop. Because of Trump, you don't have to. And see, I suggest these anti-Trumpers take a breath. Just slow your roll. Pump the brakes. See, you're still losers. And Trump's going to crush your dreams yet again unless you decide to stop the nonsense. And it's for conservatives, the people that were not part of the Never Trumpers, but now you can be swayed back so easily. How about you get a permanent backbone? How about you stop believing the leftist hype? Every time something comes up, you believe the media. I don't know, Kev. What do you think? What do you think? You know, use your brain. If Donald Trump's letting you down, you can think for yourself. If you believe that, tell me who you think would have gotten you where you are. You think Hillary would have done it? You think George Bush would have done it? You think Barack Obama would have done it? Schumer, let's go Republican. You think Ryan cares? You think McConnell cares? Name me the Republicans that you believe really care about your message. Because it's easy to name them. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Trey Gowdy, a few others, and that's about it. And even they aren't somebody I would tell you I'd put all my faith in. Just so we're clear, Trump's not perfect. But he may very well be the smartest president in modern history. How about we let him practice the art of the deal? Because so far he hasn't let us down. You might not like his style. You might not like that he calls the Democrats in and says, hey, look, let's take a look at this. That's like bringing in a sparring partner. He's your adversary, but you're not worried about him. You're the champ. Bring in a sparring partner. I got to hone my skills before I get into the real game. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I think a lot of, you know, within this world, like I said, racism still exists. You never heard anything about Donald Trump being racist until he ran for president and won. Before then, everybody was like, oh, he's on WWE, he on different shows. Everybody, they like Donald Trump. As soon as he ran for president, because people don't like the truth.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was the voice of Floyd Mayweather, Floyd Money Mayweather. And whether you like his, you know, Floyd as a person or whatever, you got to believe that the dude is one of the best boxers in the history of the game, in the history of the sport, undoubtedly. And I want to talk about what he had to say because I just find him, I found what this particular interview fascinating on so many levels. Number one, I don't think people would have even anticipated that Floyd Mayweather was a Trump supporter. So I think that's probably floored a lot of folks to begin with. But what he said there, most of us already knew, but coming from Floyd, I think it was interesting. So he's coming off of his marquee victory over MMA fighter Conor McGregor, and he gave this interview on Hollywood Unlocked is the name of the show. And, of course, they focused a lot on his boxing career, which is good. But I was glad that he took some time out to talk about his views on Trump. You got to understand this scenario, folks. He's surrounded by black people in the studio. Hollywood Unlocked is Hollywood. He's talking to an audience that we don't normally talk to. And he's matter of fact. Like I said, many of his views mirror your own. They certainly mirror mine. I just played you the racism quote. Conservatives know racism exists, but not in the proportion that the left want us to believe. And as we all know, and you, if you didn't know it, you learned it through me, the biggest racists on the planet are leftists. But he went on to talk about how where he says people don't want truth. Because the first part we knew, you know, about Donald Trump being considered a Republican is this sudden, that's when he was a racist. The other part to me is where I stopped, was where he was profound, when he says, people don't want truth. It's crazy to believe it, but it is true. We kind of want to go through life with blinders on. We want to think our kids are perfect. We want to think our mates never think about anybody else. We want to think that we are invincible, you know, and so necessary to our jobs. We want to think that everybody loves us. We want to think a lot of things. And then we get into our pathos where we go, well, it's really not the case. And we get into our insecurities. But the fact of the matter is, people don't want the truth. Does this dress make me look fat? No, babe. There's nothing that you would make that make you look fat. I mean, you wear clothes really well. Whatever. Yes, it does. People don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with the truth. And he was talking about it with Trump saying, yeah, you know, look, to whatever, the Billy Bush. Look, when you're a hotshot like me, a billionaire, decent-looking guy, reality TV show star, mogul, of course, women throw themselves at you. You could literally grab them by the wah, wah, and they would do nothing. And Trump wasn't lying. There wasn't a woman on the planet that didn't know, that I'm talking about certainly in the United States, that didn't believe that. Not one. But what did the left do? Look at him. That's not decorum fit of a president. We showed a video of Barack Obama. No lie. Y'all think I'm kidding. Barack Obama is sporting a Woody on a plane. I think he was a senator running for president at the time. And he's telling people, look at my, you know what. And they're like, all the staffers, they're cackling. But they have the nerve to say that Donald Trump was the one that's got a, he's lewd because he told the truth about exactly what a lot of women would have no problem. Are there women that would get mad if Donald Trump grabbed them by the, of course there are. He wasn't talking about them. He was talking about the ones who fawn all over you. I've told this story many times. This is not on radio. When I was in Dallas, lived there. I'm not going to say who the guy is, but a professional football player who is a big name in Dallas, Texas, said, hey, man, y'all want to go to lunch? I'm friends with him. I was like, yeah, we'll go. So he picks a gentleman's club, which, by the way, I got to tell you, food was amazing. Okay? But I would not pick that place to go to lunch, but he did. They know this guy, girls coming up, blah, blah, blah. This dude is, I mean, nothing, you know, he's not having sex with them, but he was touching these girls in places that would get you kicked out of this place. And the girls sat there as if he was just stroking their hair. They sat there. I can't even describe how at ease they were at letting this man fondle them. And I'm telling you, as God is my witness, it's a true story. Me and my buddy, my best friend, Mark, we leave because we got other appointments. Because I've been trying to get with my buddy. Because he wanted to, he wanted my advice on how to market a new product. So I said, yeah, I'll come hang out with you. So I brought Mark, and Mark's one of my good friends, but he knew him. So we go there. He goes, we're going to go over here. We went and we leave. And the very first thing Mark said to me was, dude, how's he get away with that stuff? And I go, he's a big time athlete. He's like, I mean, I know, but he's like, still, dude, we would get thrown under this place. They would beat the, you know, these guys would want to beat us up for doing what these girls are just sitting there and these, whatever. And I'm just thinking to myself, wow. So Trump didn't say anything that was believable. It was believable by everybody, but they try to make hay out of it because that's what the left does. So Mayweather's saying, look, this is real talk. This is what guys do. But see, what the left thought was going to destroy Donald Trump actually made Donald Trump. But he goes on to say, and maybe we'll play the clip, but I'm going to just read it. He says, I feel people shy away from realness. This man didn't do nothing. Hey, listen, if y'all didn't want the man in the White House, you should have voted the other way. He didn't rob. He'd done his homework. He'd done what he had to do to get there. I'm not here to knock anybody. And to that point, understand the mindset of an accomplished fighter. All right. Mayweather understands Donald Trump because Mayweather worked for everything he got. People look at him now and go, oh, dude, your daddy, he was a fighter. Your Uncle Roger. And Floyd Mayweather will tell you, I'll get it out in a second. Mayweather would say to you, they didn't do a single push up, pull up, lift weights, jog a step. They may have taught me, but I had to get up and do it. So don't tell me what I didn't do. And see, that's to the people who go, oh, and nobody gets there by themselves. It always takes somebody to help you. Yeah, really? Yeah, thank you for the obvious. You mean like the teachers or my parents or whatever else? I mean, come on. That's nonsense. Of course, people have to help you. But they can help you. You can lead a horse to water, right? But the fact of the matter is, Floyd's got to get up and do the work. So don't give me this nonsense. And that's what he was saying. You put in the work, you hit the gym every day, and when Donald Trump, it was time to fight, the time for talk ended. And he went in there, and he blasted Hillary Clinton. Whooped that head. So here's what he goes on to say, and this is the most telling point in the interview that came out where he discusses protesting and picketing.
See, my thing is this. It don't matter who's in there. If Trump is in there, Clinton, Barack Obama, it doesn't matter. That's not going to stop my drive. See, the thing is this. Too many people are worried about what Trump is doing and what other presidents are doing instead of worry about what you're trying to do and what level you're trying to get to. See, my thing, I don't give a f*** what nobody else is doing. I got to worry about what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to get to. I'm not, a lot of times, oh man, it's going to affect us. Oh man, if you ain't making $400-600 million, man, it's not going to affect you no f***ing way. How I became successful and how I got to where I got to, I don't worry about what nobody else say. When a guy or a girl come into my life, all it do is make me work that much harder. So no matter what male or what female was in my life before, when they got out of my life, all it did was save me some money and made me work harder.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, I don't know why everybody keeps talking about and keep picketing and holding, you know what I'm saying? They walking and walking. Oh,
protesting.
We don't want this happening. My man, all that time you spending protesting, you could be at home writing down ideas, coming up with a business.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Floyd Mayweather talking about the wasted time, the wasted energy. If you didn't get a chance to see that, turn on your TV. Watch what's going on in St. Louis. Black folks, white folks, mostly black folks, but a lot of enabling white folks out there going, go get them, black people. Keep wasting your time. You know why? Because their kids aren't wasting theirs. Not the smart ones. They're like, let them silly Negroes do what they do. They are not going to waste their time. This is why you got to pay attention to this kid. He's putting you, Floyd Mayweather, in the mindset of a champion. And this is what the conservative movement needs.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is.
The stores I love to eat. Yum.
ThePowerMall.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So do you think with the policies that is happening in the country now, that we know with the new legislation that they're putting forward to get rid of the Dreamers, the people that have come to this country before they didn't even know any other country, they just came here with their parents. Now he wants to send them all away. There are a lot of people that are really not happy with his policies. Are you saying that they should just forget about him or not?
What I'm saying is this. A lot of times you meet people from other countries, meaning this. You meet people that come from other countries and be like, oh, I love my country. I love this. I said, if you love your country so much, why are you here? Mm. You taking up space for other people. We got some other Americans that love your job. But remember, this country will give somebody else from a whole nother country that they don't know about a loan before they even give the American citizens a loan.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Floyd Mayweather, Hall of Fame
boxer pound for pound, arguably one of the best boxers in the sport. Some people say the best boxer in the sport, and I may be in that camp myself. Despite what you may think of him personally, the guy, you know, and he's got his issues. And I don't condone that some of the things that Floyd has done in his life. I understand them. As a young black kid growing up, I understand about domestic violence and regular violence, dope dealing and, you know, fighting dogs and all the these ills of society that people talk about. And we just gloss over. Leftists gloss over this stuff. All the things that they detest in society that they, I can't believe, you know, they want to protect animals, they overlook until a Michael Vick situation comes up. Or, in the case of Mayweather, a domestic violence issue, or Ray Rice in the elevator. Then they want to get outraged, but they, other than that, they pretend it doesn't exist as they fight on behalf of the black man. They don't fight on behalf of them with their fathers. They don't fight on behalf of them with capitalism. They don't fight on blacks with respect to safety in neighborhoods and good schools and things like this. You don't see pickets for that. We want better schools in black neighborhoods. Said no coffee latte crowd ever of white America. They'll fight for education, but they won't fight for the education where it's needed the most. They won't fight against the indoctrination that black kids receive that minimize and that marginalize and that make them feel less than people. White privilege! They don't teach empowerment. They want to remind blacks, you're a victim. Hey, little black guy, remember, you're a victim. Don't ever forget that. I can't ever let you think big. I'll use the racism of low expectations on you. And you know what Floyd Mayweather says? He says, dude, I don't worry about what other people say about me. I don't care what you say about me. Let me give you a little hint. Kevin Jackson, you people, how many times have I told you guys, people write to me, Kevin, I saw something on your pub, on your blog, on your article, you know, your website, and it offended me, on your Facebook page, and I just want to let you know that I'm leaving. And I chuckle every single time. I'm just like, really? See ya. It may sound flippant, and, you know, because you people that have been raised in functional environments go, well, how do you just let people go so easily, Kevin? Because that's that hard outer crust you need when liberalism is attacking you. You've never been attacked like that. Have you been told, man, you're a traitor to your race, white boy? Unless you hang around Aryans, you don't hear that. But you can hear it from the majority of blacks. Let me go on Fox and talk about how it's not the cop who killed Anthony Lamar Smith. It's Anthony Lamar Smith's actions. It's Michael Brown's actions that led to his inevitability of death. Don't try to get a gun from a cop. He'll probably kill you. Oh, there you are, Uncle Tom, and man, step in and fetch it for the man. The reason I train, I spend a crazy amount of time staying in shape and learning how to use my feet and my hands and shooting at the range. The reason I spend an exorbitant amount of time is because I know I may have to defend my life for a point of view. You don't even think about that. Shut up, white boy. And I can chuckle about it because I ain't worried about it. Ain't no need to worrying what tomorrow's gonna bring. I'm not worried. Because you know what? I already know. I know what I feel. I know how good I feel being me. Anyway, I want to get back to Floyd Mayweather because he's given real talk. Man, this is the type of thing that helps people. This will help you with your kids, is to understand it, to tell them. You're not, Floyd Mayweather's not dismissing you saying, look, when I do stuff bad, I don't care. He's saying, when it comes to my career and who I need to be to feel like a man, don't try to influence me. And what he's saying is he's talking to black people. He starts this thing out by saying, look, I don't tell people who to befriend. I don't tell you who to pick as a friend. It would be easy to go to LeBron James, most of these ethnocentric racists, Steve Harvey, and say, why are you befriending Warren Buffett?
Why are you befriending these white people? Why are you stepping and fetching it for your ownership, LeBron? Or whomever. I don't get mad at black leftists for being deceptive, step and fetch it sellouts. That's who they are. But at least I don't have to have that moniker. You can call me that. I know I'm not that. And neither is Floyd Mayweather. Mayweather's like, look, I don't care what black people think about me and supporting Trump. I support Trump for all the right reasons. I support Trump for the reasons that make me go to sleep at night and I don't have to worry about, you know, who I am as a person. These cowards, there's a guy that he keeps threatening to beat me up. I've accepted multiple times he won't show up. But and I tell him, you're a coward. You go to sleep at night. You go step and fetch it to the white world. And then you get up and you come over here and taunt me. You taunt Mayweather. He said to me, he'd shoot Mayweather. And I was thinking to myself, then you better shoot me. Because I guarantee you, Mayweather's an amazing boxer. But that's, I'm not even worried about that. So he has to get up in the morning, go into bed a coward, because he doesn't have the guts to say to black folks in his community, you know, I see what Trump is doing here. I see the good in him. He's so buried with his head up Obama's butt that that's what he has to say. This is to himself to make him feel good. Cowards, all of them. And the people that breed him, these white leftist enablers, ugh. I don't like them. I'm going to play this last part of this clip regarding immigration.
I don't know how many illegal people that we have in this country. Meaning, my thing is this. I'm not saying I'm with it. I'm not saying I'm against it. I love everybody. I love people from all around the world. My thing is this. Floyd Mayweather is not worried about nobody else's business. I don't worry about nobody else's business. A lot of time we spend too much time worrying and talking about everybody's business instead of worrying about our own. I got to where I got to. That's the reason why it's easy. I make millions and millions of dollars on a daily basis because I focus on Floyd.
So are you saying that things that don't affect you personally, you shouldn't be worried about?
That's how I feel.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That's Floyd Mayweather. And what was funny is they're trying to lead him down a path. You're not worried about it. Floyd already answered the question. He's saying illegals come to this country. Half of them don't really love the country. They love where they're from. They come here. They take advantage of the country. The government is catering to them. And you're worried about them? And what he said at the end was, I don't worry about things that don't affect me. He's saying, why would I be concerned about them when I'm watching a government give them advantages that they never gave to me? So what Floyd is saying without saying it is, I got off my butt. I don't care what you're doing with these illegals. I got up every day and I focused on Floyd Mayweather. He's not saying ignore them. Because he told you his stance. I don't think they should be here. I don't think our government should be catering to them. That said, I'm not a politician. It's not for me to make that decision. But I support Trump because he supports my way of thinking. And my way of thinking is, I see that going on. Now, you want me to get outraged. You want me to go march. You want me to go picket. You want me to raise holy heck and tell Donald Trump he needs to bring these people in, et cetera, et cetera. You're not getting that out of me. Because, see, I know your ruse, lefty, left man, leftist woman, enabler, white bourgeois cocktail sipper who's got a trust fund or you got it made in life. And I got to get up in the morning in a house that is made for two people, where seven people live, and we're bouncing around each other, and you want me to feel what you're wanting me to feel. No. You want me to go get involved in something that has nothing to do with me. You want me to waste my time on your behalf, things that put money in your pocket. Not going to happen.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.